This is Virginia Insight. I'm Tom Graham.
Do you remember the street you grew up on? For me, my first few years were spent on Elsie Lane. Today's guests got me thinking about that, thinking how I would feel if someone suggested renaming Elsie for a famous person, say John F. Kennedy Boulevard or Ronald Reagan Road or Martin Luther King Way. Turns out that last one can spark some significant controversy, and it's doing so right now in one Virginia community. We'll hear from both sides on the local debate, but we'll also hear from a cultural geographer who studies human connection to sense of place. In fact, much of his scholarship has been centered on the passions that erupt when communities across the country consider honoring Dr. King with a street name. It seems we humans have a lot of emotions connected to place names that we may not even know about. And we may just discover something about each of ours right after the news. Great to be with you. I'm Tom Graham. This is Virginia Insight. When you hear the name Martin Luther King Jr., what thoughts come to mind for you? If you were to travel along a street named for Dr. King, what kind of feeling would you have when you saw his name on that road sign? What if that street was in a town where you had spent all or most of your life, and until recently it had been known by another name? Those questions have come front and center in the city of Harrisonburg, Virginia, but in listening to the debate in that region, it's become clear that the issues under consideration there have already been and continue to be debated in many parts of America. So, wherever you live, you will be invited to join this hour's conversation at 888-WMRA-TALK. That's 888-967-2825. And in a moment, we're going to be meeting two people very active on opposite sides of the Harrisonburg debate. But we begin with a Virginia native who now heads up the geography department at the University of Tennessee. He is a cultural geographer. He's made something of a career of studying debates over place names, especially those involving Martin Luther King Jr. And he's on the phone line with us from his office in Knoxville, Tennessee. Derek Alderman, thank you so very much, sir, for making time for us.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Well, for some 20 years now, Dr. Alderman, you've been studying the controversies that have erupted in local communities around the country when someone suggests renaming something in honor of Martin Luther King. And I got to tell you, sir, that sounds like an unusual specialty. Can you tell us how it started?
Well, I'm a geographer, and so I am pretty sensitive to people's attachment to place. And one of the ways that we attach ourselves or identify with places is through the names that we give places and streets, parks, features like that. But I first got interested in it when I was early grad school, working on a master's degree at University of Georgia, and was visiting my wife's family in Eatonton, Georgia. Eatonton, by the way, was the birthplace of Alice Walker, Joel Chandler Harris, two very famous figures in Southern literary history. And I was riding along a rural highway and going through Eatonton and stumbled upon a road that was named for Dr. King. It was probably the first road I'd ever seen in my life named for King. And as a Southerner, I immediately thought, how in the world did this happen? I'd grown up as a white Southerner, seeing a lot of Confederate monuments, Civil War battlefields, all the traditional representations of Southern history, and had probably been told very little about the civil rights movement, certainly had not ever seen a street named for a civil rights leader. So when I saw that King drive in Eatonton, Georgia, I immediately thought, well, what does this symbolize about what's going on in the South? What does it tell us about changes in the way people think about history and the way they identify and attach to places different than they have traditionally?
And so you started looking at it. Places around the country. As a matter of fact, I think your dissertation was on this particular issue about what happens in local communities in different places in the country when somebody suggests renaming something, especially a street, for Martin Luther King Jr.?
Yes, my dissertation examined that, and that dissertation eventually resulted in a book I co-authored with a good friend of mine, Owen Dwyer. And basically, my work has looked at two big angles or two big approaches. One is trying to track and locate and identify where these streets that are named for King are located and how often it happens and where it happens. And but then the most important part of the work is really focused on the politics of street naming, what kinds of debates are sparked by the street naming efforts, and what are the issues that surround it, and also how communities seek to address it, what strategies have they developed to negotiate an outcome that they can live with. And at the same time, it's inherently controversial. I think, for example, a lot of the debates that we're seeing in Harrisonburg are actually taking place and have taken place across the country and across the South.
Derek Alderman, you are specifically a cultural geographer, which means you study a lot about people's attachment to a sense of place. And from what I've read of your work, it strikes me that you're as much of a geographer. You're part psychologist, part sociologist, part anthropologist. But is it fair to say that there is, for many people, a lot of emotional attachment to places and what those places are called?
Well, exactly right. I mean, you hit on some important points, which is that it is a matter of psychology. It is a matter of culture and anthropology. It's all negotiated through a social framework. I mean, the way that we understand and identify places is often through social relations, relations we have in common with people, but often sometimes conflict that we have with other people. And, you know, the really important point is that sense of place is not the same for everyone. There is no one sense of place for one town, or one sense of place even for one neighborhood. Sense of place can be multiple, and it can be competing. So different people have different interpretations and attachments to place, and sometimes those different attachments can collide with each other. And that's often what you see when you look at the politics of naming streets for King, in addition to all the other factors that revolve around remembering the civil rights movement, remembering King, and also the issue of race relations in the country.
Well, Derek Alderman, you've been kind enough to carve out this entire hour from your center there in Knoxville, Tennessee, to spend with us here on Virginia Insight and help us sort through the specifics of what we're going to be hearing for this controversy in Harrisonburg, Virginia, and how it relates to other places in the country, and some other sort of surprising news I think you have for us for other places in Virginia and how they do or do not relate to this kind of renaming controversy. But let's get to the specifics going on in one city in the WMRA service region. So joining us now here in the Insight Studio, two people active in the debate going on in Harrisonburg over whether a street currently called Cantrell Avenue should have its name changed to Martin Luther King Jr. Way. Brian Burkholder is part of a city task force that came up with that idea. Rhonda Lentz is heading up a petition drive against the proposal. Mr. Burkholder, Ms. Lentz, thank you both for making time for us.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, Brian, since you're part of the group that wants to make this change, let's start with you. How did this come about, and why do you think the city of Harrisonburg should be acting favorably on this kind of proposal?
Well, the task force was formed after an initial proposal came from Mr. Stan Macklin asking for a particular street to be renamed in honor of the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. The city council seemed to be open to the idea but said, let's think a little more about it. How about forming a committee or task force to sort through the possibilities for renaming streets? It was the understanding of the task force initially that was the charge. What's become more clear recently is that City Council is interested in a broadening the options for renaming or naming in honor of Martin Luther King. But then we were looking for streets that were prominent within the city, streets where there would be some openness to renaming and maybe some symbolism. We were looking at several options, but Cantrell runs through the heart of the city, if you will. It's not as long as some streets, but it's quite prominent, close to downtown, close to James Madison University, connecting the east part of the city at 42 over toward, I mean, the west side over to the east side at 33. It has proximity to Interstate 81. And there are only about 50 personal residences or business addresses on that street itself. All of that made it look promising.
Do I understand correctly that the original street that the gentleman that you mentioned, Mr. Macklin, who I understand is going to be with us a little bit later in the hour, he had suggested a street that was prominent in a part of town where African Americans first settled. As a matter of fact, that even before it became part of Harrisonburg, I guess post-Civil War, it was called Newtown. And it is the northeastern part of Harrisonburg, so traditionally thought of as the African American sector of town. And your commission decided that Vine Street, which was his original proposal, would not be appropriate for this renaming. Why?
That's correct. And not only us, but there were members of City Council who also thought that it might not be prominent enough. What we wanted was a street that was a shared entity, not a street that's in one particular region only or neighborhood of the city. Certainly, renaming Vine Street might have held meaning for many people in the northeast neighborhood and otherwise, because it's a bypass sort of connecting street on the north side of the city. But it had, in addition to that, it had far too many personal addresses on it. We just thought that choosing a street that where change could happen more with more ease or greater ease, and that moves through the heart of the city, would hold more hope and promise for inspiration and educational purposes.
Rhonda Lentz, it's my understanding that you've never really been active in any kind of political issue at all, but a few months ago some people said to you, we are opposed to this. We understand you don't like the idea much either. Would you help us with this petition drive opposed to the idea of renaming a city street in Harrisonburg for Martin Luther King Jr.? And you've ended up becoming sort of a leader of this petition drive.
I have, I guess, kind of.
Why the opposition?
I guess just sort of by default. It happened, and I can't tell you how or why it happened.
So tell us why you oppose the idea.
Well, there are many reasons why we oppose the idea. We're not opposing the idea of honoring Dr. King. We are opposing the idea of renaming a street that has been such an integral part of this city for more than 100 years. And yes, Mr. Burkholder alluded to the fact that Cantrell is in the city, the center of the city, and so forth. But you know, 100 and some years ago, when Cantrell was named, ironically, it was on the outskirts of the city, surrounded by pasture land. So if we broaden our horizons here and find another option that maybe isn't in the city, the center of the city right at this moment, the way this city's growing, it could well be in another 10 years in this could be the center of the city. So we were just trying to look at it from a broader standpoint, and at the same time, just preserving a street name that so many people, lived on, walked to school on, played on. It's just been such a part of their early lives. I know that Mr. Burkholder said that they moved from the idea of Vine Street because there being so many addresses, and I understand that. And I know it has been said that Cantrell only has maybe some, I think, less than 50 addresses. But what I've looked into a little bit, several of those residences have many, many, many people living within that address. So it's not just going to be 20 to 40 some addresses. It's going to be a whole lot more than that, up in the couple hundred. with multiple people living in a residence.
Rhonda, we're just about to hit the break, as you can tell from the music. There are a couple of other points that I understand are in your petition that I want to give you a chance to talk about. And then we'll go back to our cultural geographer for the overview of what's happening around the country, and then get to calls from listeners. We'll be back. Derek Alderman was born in Port Republic, Virginia, spent part of his childhood in Winchester, Virginia, but these days is based in Knoxville, Tennessee, where he heads up the geography department at the University of Tennessee, and he is one of our guests on this edition of Virginia Insight. Also with us, Rhonda Lentz, a lifelong resident of Harrisonburg, Virginia, now retired after making a career first in real estate, then in agricultural sales. She is heading up a petition drive against the proposal to rename a Harrisonburg city street in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Brian Burkholder lived in several parts of the Midwest before moving to Harrisonburg about 10 years ago to take on the post of university pastor and director of campus ministries at Eastern Mennonite University. He's part of a city task force in favor of the street renaming proposal. My name, by the way, is Tom Graham. And Rhonda, let's give you a few moments more to finish up on this opposition to the proposal to rename a city street in honor of Dr. King, the kind of proposal that our cultural geographer, Dr. Alderman, has studied reactions to all over the country. If I understand correctly, Rhonda, although the specific proposal is about one street in Harrisonburg called Cantrell, and your opposition and the people who are part of your movement's opposition began against that proposal, the petition now reads against any Harrisonburg street being renamed in honor of Dr. King. Do I have that correct?
That is correct.
Why is that?
Well, as I've said many times, just trying to preserve the history of Harrisonburg, because there will be other groups that if you say, well, let's name thus and so street, they're going to say, wait a minute, you didn't want this street renamed. Why is it okay to rename our street? So we just want some of the history that has been here to be maintained, retained, and we just feel like that with Harrisonburg's growth, that there's plenty of options out there. Again, if we just look beyond the initial, that we can find to honor Dr. King.
Tell me what you mean by because of growth, there are options.
Well, Harrisonburg has just over the last, you can pick however many years, 10, 20 years, has just doubled in size, and it's going to, and it's at one time, and I wish I had looked this up, Harrisonburg.
Well, what I'm trying to understand is if you're opposed to any street being named in honor of Dr. King.
Not any street being named, any street being renamed.
So a future street.
The task force does not seem to want a future street because they want something to honor him now. So still, I think there are several options out there to do this.
Derek Alderman, at the geography department that you head up at the University of Tennessee, how similar is what you've been hearing here in the past few minutes to what you've seen in other communities across the country?
Well, it's quite common. This isn't to dismiss the uniqueness and the importance of what's going on there in Harrisonburg, but I mean, the lines of these debates are mirrored across communities in the United States. You know, and it often does revolve around the politics or the difficulties of renaming a street versus what some people would see as an easier task of naming a new street. And I certainly can't speak to the regeneration of new streets in Harrisonburg, but I can tell you that many proponents of naming streets for King, not just within Harrisonburg, but in other communities, find that unsuitable because sometimes there's no predicting when a new street will be created and created in enough time so that King can be remembered in a appropriate time frame. And there's also no telling that once you have a new street, that in fact you'll be able to very easily name it for King because sometimes there are people wanting those new streets to bear the name of other people or other, other geographic areas or other causes. And often, you know, in this country, a lot of new roads, if they're residential and developments, are often named by developers before they even have a house built on them. So, proposing that a new street be named on the surface appears to be quite doable and easy. But it often in other communities has become more complicated, I'm afraid.
Well, in a few moments, I believe that we are going to connect by phone with a gentleman who started this proposal maybe as much as a couple years ago, although it's only recently come to public awareness in the city of Harrisonburg, Virginia. But before we get to Stan Macklin, we actually have a gentleman who called in before we went on the air. So he's been waiting on the line for almost half an hour. Pody, I'm guessing that you have some strong feelings about this issue to wait on that long, and we're anxious to hear what you have to say. Go ahead, please.
Well, I don't know about strong feelings, but I have some salient revelations on the Cantrell mystery. There are half a dozen stories out there, some of which dredge up lives of the unfortunate departed and turn them into the stuff of dime store novels.
Pody, I'm sorry. I need to ask you to hold on for just a moment. Are you on a speakerphone?
Oh, I am using Skype, and I can turn down the volume.
Well, no, we're just having a little trouble hearing you, so I'm going to have to make a request that, although it sounds like you have a long story for us, since we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, I need you to be as succinct as you can, to be
okay.
Short and sweet.
Very good. Okay, so in brief, the original name was an error. It was supposed to be Central, but was renamed C-A-N-T-R-A-L, probably first by a typesetter on the street survey ordered by Council Member T.N. Haas. But then in city council minutes, the error was propagated in the Rockingham Register as an attempt to correct it to a valid word, which also happened to appear in the political controversies the editors had been following. Now, 4 points if we still have time.
Well, it sounds to me like what you're saying is it was named Cantrell because of a typographical error. But you're saying that Cantrell also was associated with some controversy? There's some issue called Cantrell?
Yes. Well, here's how it went. The original name was just a placeholder that ended up as whatever people cared to imagine. The future judge, T.N. Haas, probably thought of his counterpart, the Kentucky Democratic Machine Judge, James E. Cantrell. At the time, there was almost a civil war in Kentucky related to constitutional issues and voting. T.N. Haas had been a candidate for delegate to the Virginia Constitutional Convention, and the local paper was really keen on that issue. Now, before Cantrell...
And, Pody, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off because we also have lots of other calls to get to. It sounds like you know an awful lot about history. I mean, maybe we need to get you in the studio here at some point, but I just want to make sure I'm understanding your basic points. One is it's your view from your study of history that this particular street that is being suggested for renaming in honor of Martin Luther King Jr., that it was originally named Cantrell by mistake, and then maybe the name Cantrell was kept in honor of an historical figure?
It just stuck. And then in 1978, the residential street was destroyed to make way for a commercial street, and the name was kept, effectively turning it into a name for a Hollywood villain, Quantrill's Raiders.
Well, thank you, Pody, so much for sharing all that with us. And the opponent of the renaming proposal, Rhonda Lentz, during much of what Pody was saying, I saw you both shaking your head and riffling through a whole bunch of papers. It sounds to me like you disagree with that view of history.
Well, I do because, and I do not want to quote someone's name incorrectly, but through all of the information that has been emailed to me, I think it might have been Dale McAllister, who is with the Harrisonburg-Rockingham Historical Society, linked, yes, the Haas family, but they linked him to a Cantrell in Tennessee that served in the Civil War, but that also, I guess in the line of fire, rescued a lot of wounded, got them to safety. And this Cantrell was a personal friend of one of the Haas family members.
So what I'm curious about is before you got involved in this controversy where you opposed the suggestion to rename the street, did you know any of that history about Cantrell's
name? No, I did not. I've learned a great deal.
The phone number, 888-WMRA-TALK, 888-967-2825. If you've just joined us, we're going to look very specifically at a controversy going on in part of our listening area in Harrisonburg, Virginia, over a suggested street renaming in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But the reason we're doing it is because this has been a controversy in so many different parts of the country and even in other parts of Virginia. We have to thank, at least in part, for the controversy cropping up in Harrisonburg, a longtime Harrisonburg resident by the name of Stan Macklin, who's joining us on the phone line now. Mr. Macklin, thank you so very much for making time for us.
Thank you, Tom, and also good afternoon to all the guests.
Mr. Macklin, do I understand correctly that although this proposal began to gain traction within Harrisonburg city government back in like April of this year, you've actually been working on this idea for some two years or more?
That's correct. Sure did. It actually started in 2011, and it was processed. It was presented first within the northeast section of the community where primarily a good number of African Americans live. We wanted to test it with them and see, which we had good open dialogue with the community. And after a consensus public hearings within that community, it was determined that, hey, King fought against segregation, and why should we segregate this here legacy within that community? And so the idea was to take it to the larger community, which is what we did.
But you're sort of the original idea man. Tell us why you want a city street named in honor of Dr. King.
Well, one reason is why not? This city here boasts a lot in terms of diversity, and we need to have symbols that reflect that. And I can think of no other greater symbol than that of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King to reflect that. In Christendom, the cross is a symbol where the finished work of Jesus Christ was, and the legacy of Dr. King was basically premier in the streets. It was in the streets where he took the marches, was in the streets where they received attacks, it was in the streets where the canines came, and it was in the streets where Rosa Parks, she decided to, no more, I'm going to stay right where I'm at. So it's symbolically a legacy there, and so we feel that it can become an enhancement and an integral part of the city.
Mr. Macklin, I need to apologize to you for the fact that we have a technical challenge here on this program. Mm-hmm. Our setup is such that we can only keep two phone lines on the air at the time. Otherwise, I would love to keep you on for the rest of the show. But if we do, we can't take any of those other people who are trying to call in. But thank you so much for giving some of us the history of this issue as it relates specifically to the city of Harrisonburg. And very best to you, sir.
Thank you so much.
You've been waving your hands there a little bit, Brian Burkholder, a member of the task force in favor of this renaming. So I'm guessing there are some things you'd really like to add.
Well, I'm glad to hear from Stan Macklin, and I just think that the legacy of King continues to inspire many in our country and in our community, and choosing to honor King's legacy in a highly public way contributes toward that. And part of it is owning up to our past. Race relations and relations between peoples hasn't always been helpful and healthy.
Is it your view or your task force view that at least part of the passion against this proposal for a Dr. King renaming is because of people who are against what they see Dr. King standing for?
No one has said that straight out. It would be interesting to know where are the clash of values here as far as a preservationist kind of remembering Harrisonburg as it was or acknowledging the Harrisonburg that we have today, which includes the pains of the past, the wrongdoing, and looking toward the future. I don't know I don't know really the primary motivations for the opposition.
Rhonda Lentz, I know that you have emphasized many times in your public discussions that you do not believe that this is a race issue. It's a history and a cultural issue. But let me ask you, do you think the opposition would be as strong if the proposal was to rename a current street something like Ronald Reagan Boulevard?
Yes, I do, because that has been discussed. When different ones have tried to make it somewhat of a race issue, we've said it doesn't matter if you were going to name it John F. Kennedy Boulevard, Ronald Reagan Boulevard. It doesn't matter. And along those same lines, I would just like to say, if I may, there was a gentleman here in this city that lived here, I think, his whole life, named Elon Rhodes. Elon was the first black councilman to serve the city of Harrisonburg. I'm not 100% sure, but I think he may have even been on the school board. He was a wonderful individual. That man worked diligently behind the scenes for both the black community and the white community. Different ones have said that, hey, we need to start at home naming after some of our own. And like I said, Elon was, he was the first black city councilman. He was one of the finest individuals I have ever known.
So you think a street should be named in his honor before Martin Luther
King?
Well,
I know. I'm not saying before Martin Luther King, but I'm just bringing that in as a correlation to anyone trying to make it a race issue. I would love to see Elon honored in some manner. Now, I've been told that he didn't want to be honored, but he, that's the type of gentleman he was. He never drew any attention to himself, but he worked diligently for this whole entire community.
We're talking about emotional attachments to matters of place as it relates to our psychology, our cultural geography, and using a controversy that recently cropped up in one part of our listening area in Harrisonburg, Virginia, where there's a proposal to rename a city street in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. If you'd like to get in on this conversation with Rhonda Lentz opposing that proposal, Brian Burkholder in favor of that proposal, and Derek Alderman, a geographer who studies these kinds of proposals all over the country, we'd love to hear from you at 888-WMRA-TALK. Let's go to another call from Harrisonburg. This is Ruth. Ruth, thanks for joining us. Your question or comment, please.
Yes, I am sympathetic to the importance of history and in our community. But I grew up in this community. I'm in my 60s. And to me, there's just something remarkable about the idea of Cantrell, which goes by the site of the old RMH. Because when I was a young child in the 60s, I know my father was going to some meetings of something that was called the Human Relations Council, and it was local blacks and whites who were getting together. I don't know exactly what all they talked about. But I remember he came back from a meeting and said, he just was looking sad about it, and he said that the black women in our community in the hospital are out in the open, in an open area, while they're in labor, and they're only taken into the delivery room when they're ready to deliver rather than having private rooms. I don't know if that was a widespread practice or a constant or just some of the time, but I love it that we have changed so much. And to me, when I see a community that has made this name change in one of their major thoroughfares, that's real different from somebody off in a subdivision deciding to make a name, whatever name they want to make it. You know, it represents something that the whole community has said.
Ruth, we're about to hit the break. I just want to clarify for the people in many other parts of Virginia who are listening to this. When you say RMH, you're talking about the site of Rockingham Memorial Hospital, where it used to be located on Cantrell Avenue.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you so much for that clarification and for taking the time to join us. We're going to continue this conversation on Virginia Insight in just a bit more than 1 minute. And now it looks like we have a couple of phone lines open. Former elementary school teacher, former school counselor, now ordained minister and head of campus ministries at Eastern Mennonite University, Brian Burkholder is one of our guests. He's part of a City of Harrisonburg task force that has proposed renaming a city street in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Sitting next to Brian is retired salesperson Rhonda Lentz. She's heading up a petition drive against that renaming proposal. And with us by phone, Derek Alderman, a cultural geographer and co-author of the book Civil Rights Memorials and the Geography of Memory. This is Virginia Insight. I'm Tom Graham. There in Knoxville, Tennessee, cultural geographer Derek Alderman. Let's go back to you, and once again, if you would parallel for us what we've been hearing over the past few minutes about the Harrisonburg proposal, what you've seen in other parts of the country, and what lessons you take from this quality of debate.
Well, I think one of the things that's pretty apparent is there's this consistent theme of location and where. That remembering King through street naming is an important question of where you do it, and which neighborhood you decide to do that commemoration, how the street itself connects locationally, geographically, with other parts of the city, with other different communities. And consistently, you know, what we're seeing in Harrisonburg is very similar to what we see in other parts of the country, where proponents of the street naming are pushing to have a street that doesn't do justice just to King's reputation, but does justice to the idea of integration and the idea of bringing a connectivity and a visibility to King's memory. One of the things that's also interesting is that we often hear in a lot of communities where the different sides of the debate have different views about race and have different views about what role race is playing, if any, in the debate. And I always like to encourage people to think about race as broadly as possible, in the sense that, you know, we traditionally think about racism as a personal level, individual level discrimination, very overt. But it's also important to realize that our very surroundings, our very places, our cities, they bear the mark of racism even when we don't know about it, even we don't really consciously take it in. That, in fact, what a lot of these debates revolve around is trying to ensure that African-American historical figures, African-American memory, that in fact different groups of people have a chance to claim parts of the city, and claim that in the sense that they can have their histories remembered along with all the rich memories and histories that obviously existed beforehand. So, you know, while Rhonda, and I think she makes her points very eloquently, talks about saving history, and that's certainly her perspective and certainly valid, there's also an argument to be made for broadening history, that in fact by putting King's name on a street, and again the community has to decide which street that would be, they're able to actually broaden the way they look at America's past and also the past of the local community.
Dr. Alderman, why in your experience so much emotion and passion and debate when it comes to naming a street, and not nearly as much when there's a proposal for something else, a new school or a monument? Or, I mean, you've looked at any number of different ideas for honoring Dr. King in different communities around the country. Do I understand correctly that the passions really erupt when it comes to renaming a street?
Yes, that's exactly the case. And there's something very unique and powerful about a street name. It's something that we quite easily forget, or we take for granted, or we don't question until there's actually a proposal to name or rename a street. But I think what I hear through a lot of the calls that have been put into the show, as well as from Rhonda, as well as from Brian, is that in fact street names are where a lot of our memories get grounded. It's where we remember our lives. It's where we do business. It's where we shop. It's where how we get to school. And it really is a major artery of our connection with the city and our connection with our surroundings. And so it doesn't surprise me that in fact people get upset and people are very passionate about either changing the way that particular part of the city speaks to them, or if they want to ensure to maintain that the city continues to speak to them and their memories in that same way.
We have this post on our Facebook page from Greg. And Greg, there are a couple of words here. I'm guessing that you typed fast, and these may be errors, but I can't really tell. So I'm going to read exactly what's appearing on our Facebook screen, and I apologize if I'm not getting your meaning entirely correct. But here's what we have from Greg. The main thing most people doesn't understand is nobody has a problem with naming something after MLK. It's the fact that it is gonna affect business and residential as well as insurance companies not located here. DaVita Dialysis is located on Cantrell and has hundreds of people weekly going there, which if changed will affect the insurance companies having to go through their records and changing billing information. Also, think about when you are traveling and a street name has changed. It is confusing and can cause traffic delays, accidents for those that don't know the area as well as the ones that live here. And that sounds, Greg, like it might be directed in your mind towards Brian Burkholder, one of the supporters of the proposal. So, Brian, let me ask you to respond to what Greg posted here.
Well, sure. Change asks something of us. And that's part of the reason that we're suggesting renaming a street instead of waiting for a new street or naming some building or entity over in wherever within the city. It asks something of us. Now, there are costs, but one could approve a renaming of a street and then, but then not have it be formally formalized, I guess, for 6 months, a year, plenty of time for the transition of letterhead and business cards and the like. There could even be some funding options for helping businesses make that change.
Tom, could I
please
interject?
Please, Doug. Yes.
You know, one of the things to keep in mind is that there have been many cities that grappled with this in terms of not just the cost, but something that Greg brings up, which is this fear or anxiety about not being able to find one's way, being lost, not being able to find, you know, an important service. And some cities have addressed this by actually doing some unique signage. It was several years ago now in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. When I was living in North Carolina at the time, I remember visiting the city, and they had a huge debate over naming a street for King, and because they were wanting to rename Airport Road, which for them, very similar to what I think I get from Rhonda, it had a very deep emotional place like Cantrell. Well, Chapel Hill basically decided to do was they renamed the street for King, but they put up street signs that had King's name at the top, and underneath it, historic Airport Road, so that if you ride along Martin Luther King and Chapel Hill right now, every intersection has those dual names. I mean, the address is clearly King's address, but it really serves as a signpost, literally, for keeping people along their way if they're used to Airport Road. And also, in some ways, it's served as a memorial for the historical importance of Airport Road and Chapel Hill. And one could think, and again, I'm just thinking out loud, how could that be perhaps applied here in Harrisonburg, in the sense of thinking about the street sign and creative ways of negotiating those dual identities in one place.
And on our panel today on Virginia Insight, Rhonda Lentz, opponent of a proposal in Harrisonburg, Virginia, to rename a city street in honor of Martin Luther King Jr., Brian Burkholder, supporter of that proposal, plus from the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, cultural geographer Derek Alderman. We've got just a few more minutes to take calls at 888-WMRA-TALK. And Brian, if you could hold on for a moment, we've got Isabel here, who's been waiting for quite a while to join us. So Isabel, thank you for joining us, and please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yes, I'm Isabel from Harrisonburg, and I've been a resident for over 20 years of Harrisonburg, Virginia. I'm just calling to express my support in renaming the street. I think Dr. King is not only a national figure for peace and social justice and economic justice for everyone, regardless of race, but also around the world. So, you know, it's the least that we could do here in Harrisonburg, and I agree, we can rename the street to Martin Luther King and writing somewhere, you know, putting a sign by historical Cantrell Avenue. So I'm just calling to show my support and to let the listeners know that we also have a petition in favor where hundreds of people have signed this petition saying that they do support the renaming of Cantrell.
Isabel, thank you so much for mentioning that. That reminds me to mention to the people listening that on the Virginia Insight webpage that describes today's show, We have links to both petitions, to the petition in favor of the proposal and the petition against. But Rhonda Lentz, I understand that you have something to say to Isabel.
Well, the petition that supports the renaming, now I haven't looked at it for a week or so, and yes, it does bear many, many signatures. Now, most of what I've read on there, again, everyone is saying it's the right thing to do. We need to honor a great man. We agree with that. You know, it's just the Cantrell Avenue issue that we do not agree with. We support honoring Dr. King. And that's what the majority of the people that have signed that petition supporting the renaming. When you really read what they say, they're saying, honor a great man, honor a great man. Yes, they do not allude to actually say, rename Cantrell.
Isabel, thanks so much for your call. Let's go next to Joshua. Joshua, thank you for joining us on Virginia Insight. Your question or comment for Rhonda Lentz, Brian Burkholder, and or Dr. Derek Alderman, please.
Hi there. Thank you very much. Just calling to also kind of give my support to the renaming. There's been a lot of talk about meaning and what is it? What does it mean to carry a street? And I just want to speak towards future generations. I know I work with a lot of young people, and I want young people to have the experience of growing up in my town where they can say, oh, do you remember that time we did this or that on Martin Luther King Street or on Luther King Street? And to have that memory, which is very much steeped in justice and a history. And I think it does have a lot to do with whose history are we honoring and why. So this town has done a very, very good job of honoring a predominantly, you know, European descended history or white history. And I think this is an excellent opportunity for us to honor a different history, a history that exists and that's real, that's here, that's often been forgotten. And I just had one question, which is that I'm curious what has been successful for other people in trying to rename or reclaim a street to the cultural geography. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting your name.
Derek Alderman. Yeah, go ahead, Derek.
Well, I would say this, that while I think that there's been a lot of debates about this whole issue, where you find the greatest success, and when I define success, I define it in the context of what the community and the proponents of street naming initially wanted. You find the greatest success when you find people of all races coming together to work towards the renaming. I wish I could give everyone, the secret strategy for how to get a street renamed. I mean, it's always through community negotiation, debate, sometimes conflict. But where there really have been successes have been in places in which it's not just African-Americans leading the charge, although that's clearly important and necessary and I think healthy. But it's also a matter of bringing the different racial groups together. And from what I can tell, that's a lot of what's going on in Harrisonburg. And the fact that there's a task force, I've run into quite a few communities where these decisions are made simply by city council in a very quick and unfortunately too easy of a fashion. And the fact that the community is actually sitting down and discussing it, having this radio show and going through that process, that's also a strategy for success. It may not necessarily result in the solution that everyone wants, but it actually is a much better way of doing it than the way it's done sometimes top down in some communities.
Joshua, thank you so very much for your call. And that leads me back to you, Brian Burkholder, member of the City of Harrisonburg's renaming task force. What's next? Are you kind of backing away from the original proposal to rename Cantrell and looking at other possibilities, other ways of honoring Martin Luther King Jr.?
Well, clearly what we find that we must do is continue the dialogue and the discussion and the research and to bring a broadened proposal. Now, the broadened proposal wouldn't necessarily be presenting a list of 2, 3, or 5 options. It could be broadening and deepening the initial proposal. For example, I'm inspired by the possibility of both preserving history and broadening history on Cantrell.
Can you tell me what that means in about 60 seconds? Because we're almost out of the time.
Derek already said it, but Martin Luther King Jr. Way as the renaming of the street, and then historic Cantrell Avenue. I mean, it's telling that there's more interest in the history of Cantrell Avenue now than there was 1 year ago. And it doesn't seem like there's a meaningful historical ties to families in the city or the county around Cantrell. But all the same, the place holds meaning. It does,
Rhonda,
for all of us.
Since we've only got 30 seconds left, let's give you the last word. This idea about the dual name,
well,
is that a possibility?
I can't say yes or no. The one thing that I just wanted to bring up and ask that we've not discussed here today, has anyone considered this day and time, everyone drives and goes places using GPS systems. You change something on a GPS system, you can throw you 10 minutes from getting to your destination. You go, it'll take you all the way around Robin Hood's barn to get there.
I gotta wonder, though, Rhonda, you said early on in the show that you didn't know the history of this street before you began leading the opposition.
A lot of people do not know the history of this street.
And yet the opposition seemed to spring up almost automatically before knowing the history.
Well,
is it possible there's something else going on?
Well, the way this whole thing began, there is a Facebook page that a native who no longer lives here started in February 2012. His intent there was just to reconnect with friends. And so this is where the opposition kind of began.
And Derek Alderman, to that last question of mine, it seems like your research is showing there is always something additional going on in these controversies. People are learning about their emotions, connection to sense of place.
That's right. It goes well beyond King.
Our guests have been Brian Burkholder, member of the City of Harrisonburg's Martin Luther King Jr. Naming Task Force, Rhonda Lentz, leader of Petition Drive against that proposal, and from the University of Tennessee, cultural geographer Derek Alderman. Thank you all so much for making time for us. And thank to you there on the other side of your radio for tuning in.